Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
With that familiar theme song, we're reminded it's time once again for the Harvest Time Gospel Broadcast. This is a daily broadcast with special emphasis on missions and world evangelization under the direction of Dr. Stennett Ballou of Resaca, Georgia. And now, here is Brother Ballou and today's broadcast.
Thank you and greetings, radio friends. What a joy and privilege it is to come to your place of listening and share together with you another Harvest Time broadcast. I praise the Lord for this wonderful privilege that our Lord allows us to study the Word of God together. I trust that if it's at all possible, you'll get your Bible and follow along with us as we open the Word of God today. We're turning again in our Bible to the book of Psalm 51, and we're continuing our study on the thought of personal revival. And I pointed out to you from this psalm, we have the prayer of David after he committed the sin with Bathsheba. And I said to you, there are four thoughts in this prayer that we're looking at. First of all, I pointed out to you from verse 1, it is a prayer for consideration. David said in verse number 1, have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies. When we sin against God, we recognize that we don't have any merits of our own to come to God and get forgiveness. We recognize that we deserve judgment instead of mercy. But at the same time, there is down inside us a knowledge that our God is a God of loving kindness, and our God is a God of tender mercies. And so all that David could plead for is mercy. If he'd have gotten justice by the law, he'd have been put to death. But he's begging for mercy, and he receives that mercy. And you remember when Nathan came to David and told the story about the one man who had many sheep and another man who had one. As a stranger passed by, he came to the man who had many sheep, but the man went over and killed the other man's only lamb. And Nathan said, what shall be done to this man? And David went into a rage and said, the man should repay the lamb fourfold. And you remember how that Nathan said to David, thou art the man. And David then confessed, I've sinned against God. And so he begs God for mercy upon the basis of God's loving kindness and his tender mercies. And then I pointed out, not only it's a prayer for consideration, but it is a prayer for cleansing. From the last part of verse number 1 through verse number 8, we see this. Let me read these verses. In verse number 1, he said, blot out my transgressions. In verse number 2, he said, wash me thoroughly from mine iniquities and cleanse me from my sins. In verse number 3, he said, for I acknowledge my transgressions and my sin is ever before me. In verse number 4, he said, against thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest and be clear when thou judgest. And then he said in verse number 5, behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. And of course, he's not speaking about being born out of wedlock. He is speaking of the fact that every human being is affected by the curse that came upon Adam and Eve. And we're all born sinners. And we're all born going astray, even from our mother's womb. And so David said, there is nothing good in me that I deserve the attention of God. And then he said in verse number 6, behold, thou desirest truth in the inward part, and in the hidden parts thou shalt make me to know wisdom. God desires truth, and there is no truth in our wicked nature. So David cries out in verse number 7, purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Verse 8, he said, make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. And then in verse 9, he said, hide thy face from my sins and blot out all mine iniquities. So we see it is a prayer for consideration. It is a prayer for cleansing. And then we began on yesterday in verse number 10. It is a prayer for change. David said, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. And I mentioned to you that as you analyze this prayer, you come to the conclusion that David, first of all, becomes sorrowful for his sins. And then second, he becomes sick of himself. And I want to say again without an apology, you will never experience revival as long as you're enjoying your sinful lifestyle and your sins. No, you must come to the place that your sins become exceedingly sinful and you realize that you've sinned against God. And friend, when you're sin in your life between you and God, and if you're saved, then that's not a pleasant time. No, it will sorrow you to repentance, and God will make you sorry for your sins. And then David become not only sorrowful over his sin, but he became sick of himself. He got tired of being in the condition he was in. And I make this statement often. If you're satisfied with your spiritual life as it is, then you will never go any farther with God. You will stay like you are the rest of your days. But friend, if you could come to the place where the Holy Ghost would make you sick of your own condition before God, create that hunger in you, then you're getting in good shape for God to do something with your life. And so David said, create in me a clean heart. He was sick of having a dirty, defiled heart before God. And so he said, create in me a clean heart. Change my heart. And then second, he said in verse number 10, change my spirit. Renew a right spirit within me. Friend, I want you to listen to this preacher today. There will never be any revival until there is a willingness and a wanting to for God to change some things about your life. David said, I'm sick and tired of having this dirty heart, and I want you to create in me a clean heart. And I'm sick and tired of having this wrong spirit, and I want you to create in me a right spirit. And I want to say today, my friend, there can be a lot of things wrong with a person's spirit. You can have a spirit of envy, a spirit of jealousy, a spirit of pride, a spirit of gossip. You can have a spirit of lust. You can have an unforgiving spirit. You can have a self-centered, selfish spirit. And on I could go. So many things about your spirit and my spirit that would grieve the Holy Spirit and would hinder the relationship that we're supposed to have with him. So David said, I want you to change my dirty heart, and I want you to change my wrong spirit. And then in verse number 11, David was sick and tired of the fear of becoming a castaway. Now, you recognize the relationship of the Holy Spirit in the saints in the New Testament age is different than it was in the saints in the Old Testament period. But David said in verse number 10, cast me not away from thy presence, and take not the Holy Spirit from me. You see, friend, when you get to the point of really being aware of your sins, then you recognize you do not deserve anything from God but to be cast away and rejected by God. And so David said, cast me not away from thy presence. He's pleading for mercy. Don't cast me away. And do not take away the Holy Spirit from me. Oh, what a terrible thought that God would make you or me become a castaway and would withdraw the power of the Holy Spirit from us because of the sins that are in our life. So David got sick and tired of having a dirty heart, and he got sick and tired of having a wrong spirit, and he got sick and tired of living in fear that God was going to cast him away and take his Holy Spirit away from him. But then in verse number 12, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. David got sick and tired of living without the joy that he had known in his relationship with God. And friend, I want to tell you today, the fruit of the Spirit is joy. And the Word of God is written. John said in 1 John 1, these things have I written unto you that your joy might be full. And many things are said in the Bible about the joy of the Lord that is supposed to be in the life of every believer. But sad to say, many have lost the joy of God's salvation. And so David said, I'm sick and tired of no joy. He said, I want you to restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. And then he said, uphold me with thy free spirit. Oh, do you hear the heart cry of David? He is sick and tired of a dirty heart. He's sick and tired of a wrong spirit. He's sick and tired of the fear of being a castaway. And he's sick and tired of having no joy in his life. And I wonder today, am I speaking to somebody that's in the same condition as David was? Are you tired of living with a dirty heart? Are you tired of living with the wrong spirit? Are you tired of the fear of being a castaway? Are you tired of living without the joy of the Lord in your life? I want to tell you, our God is a God that changes those situations. If you'll turn to Him in full repentance, He'll restore unto you the joy of His salvation. Father, touch every person today that listens with a need in their life, and do that needs to be done, I pray, in Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
Well, I trust you enjoyed the broadcast today. This is Brother Blue speaking. Once again, it's anniversary month here at the Harvest Time broadcast. We began broadcasting on the first Monday in November of 2002. The Lord's allowed us to finish 6 years, and we're now broadcast over 80 times a day. I do want to thank you that's prayed for us and stood by us in the financial burden of the radio ministry. I remind you that without you, we would not be able to do the job that we're doing. Let me encourage you on this anniversary month that you take time out, write to us, and share with us in the financial burden of the radio ministry. Simply address that letter to Harvest Time, 179 Promise Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. That's Harvest Time, 179 Promise Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. And be sure to join us each weekday, Monday through Friday, at the same time. God bless you. Until the next broadcast.